I am Daniel Lipis and welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is created to empower legendary icon in the music industry and a lot more. And today I have my special guest. He is known as Smooth Double. Emerged as a unifying force through music. His latest album, I'm scared to admit that I have wasted so much time, no other than Mr. Brandon Lemar Bass.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel, for having me on. Yes, I'm Brandon, aka Smooth Double B, and I'm glad to be here and glad to be on your podcast.
Yes, and Mr. Brandon, can you please introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, so I'm Brandon Lemar Bass, which is also my author name as well, and I'm over in Massachusetts, and I kind of do music and just a different things that I'm into, like, creatively, like, modeling and acting and all this other great stuff, so it's been going good so far.
Very well said. So at what age did you realize that you're good in music?
Yeah, so back in 2020, that's when I kind of like stepped into the music aspect and just like I started it out as just like a fan of music and just trying to have fun with it. And then in 2021, that's when I started to become more serious about music, and then from there on I just been speaking my truth and speaking my experience through my music to help empower others as well.
Yes, I hope people will empower through music. What are the key elements to consider when composing a melody?
I would say it goes hand in hand with like the beat and then the cadence and also like the mixing, mastering, and the different effects that you can put into the music as well, but also the capturing lyrics that will gain the audience attention, because I feel like nowadays a lot of people are more consciously aware, so now they're more searching of like more meaningful lyrics as well.
How do you find inspiration for a new musical compositions?
Yeah, for me, I would say I strictly go based on like my experience. So like whatever I went through or whatever that I know that will help another person who might be in like that same similar experience or situation, that's kind of like where I gain my like most of my inspiration.
Or what techniques can be used to create a memorable hook in a song?
I would say finding different things that will capture the audience, so like meaningful lyrics and also like just like the combination of who you work with and just like the whole aspect of the music.
You're very well said, Mr. Brandon. How important is the structure in a song and how do you decide on the structure?
Yeah, the structure is really important with music. I would say sometimes it kind of differs for me. So sometimes I find the beat first and then I write about like the lyrics and everything like that. Or sometimes I have an idea of what I want to talk about and then I go find like a beat that kind of matches the same frequency, energy, and vibration that correlates with the lyrics. So that's kind of how I operate, and then after like mixing, mastering, and engineering and all that good stuff as well.
What are some effective ways to blend lyrics with music?
Some effective ways would be finding like the a good rhyming aspect of like knowing which words kind of like correlates with each other with like storytelling. So I really enjoy like storytelling in my songs or having like different songs represent different other songs as well. So kind of like finding that balance in between both is.
What role do harmony and counterpoint play in your compositions?
Yeah, for harmony, I would say I really enjoy like pop, rap, kind of like that in R&B as well. So having like that singing rap as well. So I know like Drake used to mostly focus on that, and it's just a cool way to cater to both like R&B and hip hop fans as well at the same time.
Oh, wow. Interesting. How do you approach writing music for different genres?
Yeah, for specific genres, I know for my music, I always wanted to make at least one song in every genre. So just in case, like if I perform in a specific area or specific city that's like known for like, for example, like Nashville is mostly like country, so I wanted to always make sure I had like a country song just in case if I perform there. So finding for each genre will be something different. So just trying to find something that's like catchy and upbeat and up tempo is really important. And just like studying the genres before you ch actually like try to do it is important.
How do you categorize your music, Mr. Brandon?
I would categorize my music as spiritual and consciously like conscious rap.
Okay, what is your process for selecting the right instrument for a composition?
Yeah, I go based off like the vibe that I'm feeling. So I'm really like picky about like which instruments that I like to use or like which beats I like to use as well. So it really depends on the specific vibe that I'm in and seeing if I can write something to that and using that instrument.
But before we go, and I want to shout out to the people listening in Canada. Thank you, Canada, for supporting this podcast, because in British Columbia, 71% audience share, Saskatchewan at 16, Alberta at 8, Ontario at 3%, Quebec, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and a lot more. Thank you, Canada, for supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower musicians all over the world, like Mr. Brandon Lemar-Bass. So, Mr. Brandon, let's talk about your latest album. I'm scared to admit that I have wasted so much time. How did you craft that?
Oh yeah, so for that album, mostly like after I know 2022 I took a break from music and really just like focused on like writing self-publishing my first book and everything like that. But over the years I just been like on this like healing journey and trying to heal within myself. And back in 2019 I had my spiritual awakening. So over the years, I just been getting like, like spiritually attacked and people sending like spiritual warfare that's been going on. So just trying to deal with all that. And I wanted to share my message for anyone else who might be going through that as well, just to expose the truth and just help those who might feel alone as well.
So your album had 14 tracks, right? So okay, let's talk them one by one. On the number one, Don't Wanna Feel, what is a memorable moments that you can share to us about this first track?
Yeah, so for the first track, Don't Wanna Feel, that's mostly like a situation where I was going through like different like relationships. That's love was coming in and out my life just randomly, and at the moment I didn't really know. I thought it was something about me, but then I realized the universe will only place the right people into my life and will cut off anyone who is no longer serves me. So it was kind of like a realization within that song. So that's why in the beginning of the song I kind of talked about how I was like emotionally in that moment, but then later on throughout the song I kind of had that realization after like periods of time that went by, and then kind of like told my like fans like how you can trust the universe as well.
Interesting track, Mr. Brandon. How about your second track, Right For You?
Oh yeah, so Right For You is kind of like a love type of song. Well, it's kind of like empowering and shedding light to love, because I know like a lot of people don't feel like they can feel love or they want to find like the right person. But in that song, I really was just relaying the message of like not lowering your standards and keep putting yourself first, and the right person will come either way.
And of course, the Cupid Touch.
Oh yeah, for Cupid's Touch, I know like I have like I'm really connected with the universe, so I feel like a lot of people would just like my energy and just like my how I am connected like with the universe and everything like that. So in that song I was pretty much just saying like how I feel like I'm Cupid, because I feel like a lot of people like me but they won't say it because they're just intimidated by my power and everything, pretty
much. What do you mean power? Can you expand that thing?
Oh yeah, so that just like my internal power and my internal strength that comes within myself, because like a lot of people can feel like they're empowered, but it's really a whole nother level if you have like that power that comes within yourself instead of like externally.
Okay, let's go to the third track, Best Friends, Two Lovers.
Yeah, so for that song, it was kind of like a story talking about like how two people just randomly met and they feel like they have like that special connection within each other. And then after a while, they turned out to be like best friends to lovers, and after being like best friends they turned into like having a relationship.
Interesting. Dream life.
Yeah, so for my music I kind of like to manifest through my music. So pretty much dream life is really just talking about like everything I would like to do in my dream life, and pretty much just empowering other people to live their dream life as well.
My last lifetime.
Yeah, so for that song, that's more my conscious spiritual side that came out, and pretty much just telling people that they don't have to be scared to die, because there's the afterlife, and because everyone is going to die eventually, so you don't have to be scared of it and you don't have to be in fear of it as well.
Yes, people, don't be scared to die. Everybody will die. Yeah. One and only.
Yeah, so for that song, it's kind of like talking about how mostly like in a relationship, like how you trying to put one person, like say if one person had like multiple options, but they know your divine, you know that you found your divine counterpart. So pretty much you're just saying like, you're my one and only. I don't really want anyone else, and you're just the one that I want.
Yes, my last lifetime and all one and only. Is that the last next one? One and only? Or that there for you? There for you. I think,
Oh,
right?
yeah, there for you. For that song, it's kind of like a relationship type of song. Well, speaking into the future of what I see and what I envision for my.
And of course, talk.
Yeah, so for the song Stuck, it's kind of like transmuting of energy, like transmuting negative energy into positive energy. So for like a long time, like people wanted me stuck and people wanted me stagnant. So I kind of transmuted that negative energy and turned it into positive so I can manifest more. So that's pretty much just a song of me like transmuting that negative energy into a positive energy.
And another dude. I don't know. What's the story of the strike?
For another dude, pretty basically like it's a story about like you've been messing with like messing with the person for a while, and then all of a sudden you go to like a party or like a club, and then you see that person that you was talking to and that you was messing with dancing with another dude or came into the club with another dude, and basically like that story about like how that all went down and whatnot.
Yes, and pull me closer.
Yeah, so for Pull Me Closer, that song is basically like it's like that. So like for my albums, I like to structure each song like how it can like connects to like the last song connects to the first like the next song and everything like that. So Pull Me Closer is pretty much the conversation between you and that person that you was messing with after you saw her dancing with like another guy. So basically it's like that conversation that you have with that person.
Yes, and of course, failed connection.
Yeah, so Phil Connection was basically like after that conversation that you had with that person, you went back home and like pretty much like reminisce about the fact, and then you went to sleep and then you had a dream about that person, and basically like you was going on a date and like it's like the Last Supper type of thing, but like basically you had a dream about after that date she tried to blame all like the failed connection on me or like feel connection on you and everything like that. So basically it's just a story about like going through that process through your dream state in the astral realm.
Oh wow, interesting. And all these pain.
Yeah, so for all this pain is basically after you had that dream about that person and then you kind of wake up and just like realize like, oh man, I don't have that person anymore. But in that song, I really enjoy like transmuting energy. So I don't just stay in like that negative space. So I kind of just speak highly of my, for anyone who's listening, I try to speak highly to them so they won't be in that like low vibration. They can still experience those hardships and heartbreaks, but also can stay in like a high vibration at the same time.
And last but not the least, crying out for help.
Yeah, for that song, it was kind of like a cool little freestyle, but basically it kind of like correlates after all the songs put together, just like after experiencing all that pain and all that hardship, you're just pretty much like crying out for help to see if anyone could help you out and everything like that, or just wondering if love will find you. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Love will find you. Oh, sounds interesting, people, for all the lovers out there. Because today is the love month. But before we go on, Mr. Brandon, I'm inviting you to listen to my other podcast, Book 101 Review on my first season. And please do listen to one of my latest episode. I interview one of the top-rated podcast hosts, best-selling author, no other than Mr. John Miles. Plus, my books are out, not only one, but three volumes, people. Book 101, Volume 1, highly recommended. Volume 2, suggestion. Volume 3, recommendation. Available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Mr. Brandon, how many days or months you created this album?
Yes, so... So for this album specifically, I had, for this album specifically, it was a few months. So like back in like, I think like September, October, like, or August of 2023, when I kind of like was starting to experience certain things and then started to write down and compensate this like album as a whole.
What is your favorite tracks of all those 14 songs?
Yeah, my favorite tracks would definitely have to be Don't Wanna Feel There For You and Another Dude. That's probably my top three.
I want to play, can I play the Another Dude preview? I want to listen it. No, if she likes it, but I'm willing to try it. But she went out with another dude. She went out with another dude. I can't believe it. She should be going out with me. More on rap. On a day, wouldn't have to buy Sir Brandon.
Yeah, so that song is mostly, it was like more of like that hip hop, like rap or singing rap.
Okay, so Mr. Brandon, I'm scared to admit that I have wanted so much time. What do you think is the best highlight?
The best highlight would be transmuting that negative situation, or for like anyone who listens to it or anyone who's experiencing like those situations or similar situations, it's really important to feel those emotions but also transmute that energy so you can stay in that high vibration as well. So that was the highlight of this whole album, I'd say.
Very well said, Mr. Brandon. And can you please invite our listeners to support your latest album? I'm scared to admit that I have wasted so much time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you all for listening. My album, I'm scared to admit that I have wasted so much time, by Smooth Double B is on all platforms. So you can just search up Smooth Double B or the album name, and then you'll find it on any platform that gives you music.
Yes, people, let's support Mr. Brandon. Because if you support him, more albums to come. So is there a follow-up for this album?
It doesn't really like correlate with the same album, but I did put out like one of my like DJ Smooth Double B playlist that just came out today. So that just came out today, so that was pretty cool.
That'd be awesome. Congratulations, and produce more songs. And thank you for sharing to the world. So, Mr. Brandon, thank you for your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Morgan people, see you soon.